We were learning Kuf Yud Zayin, which is one sif, and we had learned the first side, and we're turning the page, we're on the second side of Kuf Yud Zayin. Nevertheless, since the last time we learned was 2 weeks ago, I'll review. If it's 1 week, I assume everybody remembers everything. But 2 weeks, we'll review what the halachas here are, the basic idea. Yerushalayim and Kippur is a lot of distractions, good distractions, but distractions in between. All right, this simin is all about Issachayra, which is not a well-known Isser. There's a prohibition against doing business with Devarim HaAsurim. That is, a person is not allowed to be in the sausage business or in the business of actually any Devar HaAsur Ba'achila. There are two yesaidas. The first is the machlaikis rishaidim, what the makar of the iser is. The taisis and the rosh, most rishaidim hold it's an iser dairaisa of sheket sulachem, that foods, trefa foods are supposed to be sheket, disgusting to you. You shouldn't even be gairis that they're eaten, and therefore you don't do skyra with it. That's the sheet of most of the rishaidim. The shach in Sukkot and Beis had brought the rajba. The Rajba said that the reason is because a person might come to eat from it, which we understand the Rajba to mean it's an Issa Rabbanan, and Ledina, it's a machlokes through the generations. If we pass it's a Deraisa Rabbanan, they'd be who the Paskin is a Rabbanan, the some Sefer Paskin is a Deraisa. So it's impossible to say a clear hachra. If it's an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's a Machlokes HaPoskim. Nafkamina, I mentioned one Nafkamina last time. The tumul over buying stocks in Devarim HaAsurim.
You can be owner company, but you don't have to be in the company.
Well, the question is, if you are not permitted to eat from it. If you own stocks, you can't walk into the place and say, I own stocks, so I'm going to take a free burger. You can't come to eat from it.
So therefore,
according to the Rajba, there's no Isser, because there's no Shem Yavai Lechol Mimenu. According to the other Rishayinim, Tashkafa Rishayin, that should be Asser, because it's an Isser D'Oraisa to do Skyra with Devarim HaAsur. The Mekilim, I think I mentioned the Tshuva Samar Shag, and the Mechas Yitzchak, Mekil, based on the fact that they look at stocks as not really owning the company, more of a sort of a bet, a wager that the company will do well. They question whether a person really owns in any real way the company, and therefore that's a tziruf, and the Rajba is mekel, so they are tzirufim to be mekel in this type of thing. What? Hano is mutter. That's a good question, and we're going to talk about Nizdam in a minute, which comes from that. Okay, the world Nizdam. Now, animal food, the Rashi writes, is also an afkamina, animal food, but that we're going to have a heter, because it says something that the Mechaber said that only by Dover HaMiyuchad L'Maichel Osalas is Man Schaira. If it's Miyuchad for something else, there's no Issa Schaira. And we're going to talk about skins as well. We're going to get to all these cases. Now, I neglected, I mentioned the Machlokes, the Rashba, and the other Rishayim, so I said a Nafkamina, that's exciting. But I didn't say Nafkamina that the Rashba talks about. The Rashba himself talks about whether you're allowed to do business with Chelev or Shuman of Nevelos, whether you can do business with fats of Nevelos or Trefis, that are being used to process leather. They use it to smear on Eiros to make leather. They're not... Now there, it's the reverse. According to the Mechaber, it's mutter. Because the Mechaber holds that if it's not being, you're not doing business with something that's made to be, that's something that's being sold to be eaten, it's mutter. And since here you're selling something to process skins with, you're allowed to do business with something that's not made l'achila. But the Rajba, Nachel of Shuman of Nevelos, you're right about him. Shuman of Nevelos, here the Rajba is a machmir. The Rajba, who's making lettuce, the Rabbanan, He holds that to sell Shuman to Shmir Oiros is also, because it's also Shami Yavai Lachol Mehem. It says Shuman is edible. So therefore, the Rashba holds that that's also. This is a Nafkamina. Alright, so that's the first Hagdama. Machlaikis Rishainim, if the Isser is a Isser Shami Yavai Lachol Mehemenu, or it's an Isser Be'etzer. The second Hagdama is that I mentioned there are four Kulis in the Isser Schaira. There are four coolers in this Ischairo. We're going to deal with the main ones today. The first cooler is if it's not designated for food. If you're selling Shtreimlich, what's a Shtreimel? It's a fur of a treif animal. Or if you're selling... I'm talking about things that are osav achila, things that are treif. So, okay, minkotz, or selling animal food, or selling things that are not made lemaichel, that the mechaber said is mutter. What?
Something made for
sicha. We're going to see in a minute the sicha kishtiyah. We'll see in a second. The second kula is chaylev, chutz mina chaylev, and the mechaber on this page, I mentioned the Taz's rule that a dova mafurish bekra is mutter, that the Ravonu couldn't ask a dova mafurish bekra. Torah certainly didn't answer it, because it says by Chalev that you could sell it to a guy. So that's the second exception. Now the third and the main exception we're going to discuss momentarily is Nizdamin Loi. We're going to get to that in a minute. That's the main kula to Nafkamina. And the fourth kula is something that's an Issa Drabanan. We're going to have that at the end. Mechaba hinted it at the beginning. That's something that's only an Issa Drabanan, like Chalavakum or Gvinas Akum, these things are, or Basar Oif Bechalav is an Issa Drabanan, these things are not Osa Bishchairis. Those are the four exceptions. The exceptions notwithstanding, I think people are not sufficiently aware of the Issa Schaira because it doesn't come up in Chumash Rashi or in the Yeshivish Masechtas, and therefore most of the island, I think, is totally unaware. When I grew up, we had a friend whose father had a sausage factory. And I don't know, we grew up, we never had a habamina that the person's not allowed to have a sausage factory. I assume he didn't know, he was a firm person. And Ramaisa, the Issa Schaira is not well known. We'll talk about cases in which it comes up. But let's go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch.
That situation, someone was in Tino Shanishbat. He had it, and he could have from it, then...
We'll deal with him when it happens. He shall overcome for him. We're up to the Ramah on the second side, an important Ramah. The second line. Afilu l'knoisai l'achiloi l'payalav oivde kechavim ha'asur. Now here is an important Ramah. Even to buy it, to feed, to goyisha, payalim is asur. That's what it says here in the Ramah. Now I remember in Camp Agudah, before the season began, they have a lot of goyim working there, and a good friend of mine, he put on a baseball cap and he went down to McDonald's to buy 40 Big Macs with French fries, because they had to buy for their goyisha workers to give them tea. He wasn't going to Yarmulke, so he put on a cap, and I don't know, he covered his beard, but So therefore, it's now that is in violation of this Ramah, and we're going to see that the Shach argues. Let's see Shach Gimel. Welcome. So this Ramah says beferish that it's aser. Shach Gimel says the following: Lefidas Harav to sell to a guy is aser. V'lo yadati amasam churabi mivnei amenu shloichem treifis. Bikivun with kavana kedei lahachal apayalim avdek chavim v'adava pasha lahem lahatir. Says Ramah says it's awesome. So what are people saying that they buy treifis to feed to their gayish apayalim? Avol tzarechim inayin lo laharav psagzeh. He says, I don't understand. Where did the Ramah get this psak to be machmir? Adarabah magos maimini shevi beis yaisif mashra shemutu liknais lahachal apayalav Oivdei kechavim. From the Beis Yosef, it's Mashrutz Mutter, Shaloi Osel, and Liknois, Kidei Litain, Oivdei kechavim. He said to buy something, he gives a gift to a guy, is awesome. Because of Beis Yosef, Allah, Atam, Mishum, Dematona, Havakamai Mecher. If you give me someone a gift, it's business. So when it comes to holidays, people want to buy treifa. Now, treifa wine is nisid rabbanon, our treifa wine. So you're allowed to buy treifa wine to give to a guy, and nisid rabbanon is mutter. But if you want to buy something that's treif min ha-toira, to give to your workers, to your clients, that's aser. Now here we have a problem in understanding the kavanah of the shach. What's the halacha l'maisa of the shach? Look at the order of that I read you. He starts off by saying, "Lo yadati amasam churabim." He says, "I don't know what people are relying on." Then he says, "Avol tzarachim inayin lo laharav psak zeh." Then he says, "Tzarachim, where does Ramah get this chumra? It's mashma de beis if it's mutter." Does the shach mean to paskin lahakol, or he's just asking b'derech tzarachim, but he doesn't mean to argue with the Ramah? It's hard to know. The Be'er Heitev does not bring that the shach argues with this Ramah. I don't believe, I didn't see it here in the Be'er Heitev, that he should bring, he doesn't bring anything under Ramah. So he probably understood the shach is not arguing lahalacha, in which case it would be awesome. However, both the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan are Mekel. So that somebody who wants to be Mekel has a lot to rely. The Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan, two of the Paiskim Achrayim in Yerodeya are Mekel. It's just strange that the shach is maskim, the minig is to be Mekel. And he said, "Sarchim inayin loy." Doesn't say clearly which way to go.
So yeah. There is a hefker for the guy who's
going about it in the opposite way. First, he's saying that I don't know what they're saying upon, and by the way, where did the Ramah get it from?
Right. So therefore,
where did the Ramah get it from? And I disagree, and that's why I'm going to say it.
Okay. It's his language is avot sarach im inayin loy la'rab sakse. It's not such a clear.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like he agrees. Okay. Yeah, the shach doesn't hesitate very often to go against everybody. But, okay. It's only us. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to buy treifas to sell to a guy or to give as a gift to a guy. But he says to feed your pilim, that's not ke'enskaira. That you just, you have to give him supper. You want to buy the cheapest supper you could, so you're buying Big Macs.
So that's not,
if he meant to pask it that way, he says, Tzarachian. So,
are you giving him a ton of the you are gaining
because you have to feed him, and you're feeding him something cheaper. But he says, it's not Ke'enskaira. It's not, you're saying it's a financial obligation, so it should be. Not cheeseburgers, are possible chalav. I don't know about Big Macs. Even cheeseburgers, I mentioned to you last time, they're not cooked together. They put hot cheese on the meat. Even Tzli, we had a shy limit to this in Deraisa. Remember, Basa B'chol of Derabanan is Mutabando. Only Basa B'chol of Deraisa is also. So it's not cooked together. Treif meat, we said that Dagom Ravava brought around on this Mekel, but we passed the Chumra on that alone. Anyway, I don't think he bought cheeseburgers. I think he bought just Big Macs. What? Yeah, I don't know. He didn't mention cheeseburgers to me. What? So what would be the rice?
The
Marshami, if you hold Tzli, is also. Davagush. But still Tzli. If you hold Tzli, is mutter. Davagabli is travel. Okay, at any rate, what? Treif meat at the Rambam Shita, the Nekuda in the flaw of the Rambam. He called it the Nekuda in the flaw. The Rambam's Nekuda in the flaw was that Basa B'chalav is only Asa B'hanah if there's an Issa Achila Basa B'chalav. If it's Nevela anyway, so it's Asa B'chila anyway, there's no Basa B'chalav. That's the Nekuda in the flaw of the Rambam. But the Mechaber didn't pass in that way. The Dogam Ravava brought it on the side of the page in Pezayin. Yeah. Yeah.
Human division brings with the words that part of your salary would take up to buy food, that would be a problem, right? The problem is that you're saying this is salary in addition of doing you a favor.
It's a good question. If contractually you're obligated to pay, give him a supper, So then I suppose it's similar to Schaira. If you just don't want to give him a half an hour off, and if you give him the Big Mac and the fries, they do it in 10 minutes.
They
may be different. Okay, I don't know what the lashon of the shach the ain zeke en Schaira. So I don't know if he needs even a case where they're obligated or not. What? Still not can Schaira. You're not trading. We're trading for work in a way. So. No, because you're doing it for your benefit. You want to get it back to work. Yeah. Okay, I hear. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because he doesn't get the last word. It's always that. The pastor always gets the last word in. So that's what are you going to do? Okay, the. No, Shach was 100 years later. What? We're going to have later that an unsalted meat, unsalted cooked meat is an Issa D'Rabbanan. And Issa D'Rabbanan, Kashtus, you're allowed to sell. So Dr. Chuva brings it at the end when it says so the Issa D'Rabbanan, that since people don't eat raw meat, they eat cooked meat, and Damshin is Mashal is Issa D'Rabbanan.
Sell liver.
Okay, let's go. Let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. So we learned the Rama. Let's get back to the Mechab.
A law firm or accounting firm that has their workers staying late at night.
Right.
And they provide dinner for them. Some of them are goyim.
It's exactly this shot. Now, if you give the guy the money, he can order whatever he wants. That's on Shaila. The question is, if you can order and then they'll
someone's at a partner department in one of these other accounting law firms, if he can insist that they should not give food, rather, well, can't, unless you, there are times when a person, no matter being a partner, cannot change the policy there, but I also, as a child, years back.
Yeah.
If a person becomes a partner there, and that's Shabbos Shabbos, the Rav Shabbos.
Okay, let's get into Shabbos Shabbos now. It's going to sidetrack us. But, yeah, not quite. But, okay, it's similar. Okay. Let's get to this diamond. We'll get to this diamond. Let's see. We'll talk about it. I want to get one. Chutz min achelev. If we don't finish the simon, you're going to have to come back chomayim. Chutz min achelev. A kindly whisper. What? Is what correct? Is that a threat? We usually are Ben Azman and Muskalmaye. We don't finish davening until 9:30. Never stop. Back to the Shulchan Aruch.
We're begging to learn, Rebbe.
Okay. We know that. Chutz min achelev. Aren't you curious if you can sell chelev?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Don't turn the page. Let's turn it in a second. Look at the Dogum Ravava. Okay, it says chutz min achelev. It says yasul chomalacha. The Dayd of Yehuda here in his Dogum Ravava has a great kasha, and it's tough to answer this one. Chutz min achelev. Sharei nema by yasul chomalacha. You may now turn the page. Kenkos of Harambam. That's what the Rambam says. And we had the Taz's reason that anything is before Ish in the Pasuk, Chazal could not ask her. So he says, Tomani. Hare gamba neveluk siv oi mochel anachri. It's not only by Chelev that it's a Beferish Pasuk. By Nevela, it also says oi mochel anachri. Vafal became a Furish. B'mishna perikzayin d'shviyas einois and schayer b'nevelos v'treifis gavaldig akasha. What are you telling me? It's a beferish apostle by chaylev. It's a beferish apostle by nevelos v'tzach luk mikra b'nizdamnu. So we say a teretz that when does the pasuk say he could sell it to a guy if it's nizdamin lay? If he tried to shech, then it turned into nevela. Chikos of a rash beferish a mishna v'kem in olay lahatim b'chaylev dimel gam kemayri kra b'nizdamnu. It's Sarach Leimer. What's the next word? Dimi.
quality
call. The mekol karam. He said lekol malacha. Mashu bechol inyan. So he says here. It says yosel lekol malacha. Akati kasha mahai kol darshi Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Segli. Kachol shitas b'sach mechav gimel. Shuvar arti biza. So he's saying that yosel lekol malacha. And here it says oimachal anachri. It doesn't say you could sell it to Nachri in all cases. So by Machal and Nachri, we're saying it's only in his diamond. And by Komalach, Yasel Komalach, we're saying everything.
What's the actual
so again, there are two Beferish of Sukkim, one by Chaylev, and there we pass him that Schair is Mutter. One Nevela, there we don't say Schair is Mutter. And Mela, we have the Dogomer of Avos Kasha, the Teretz he brings, which he himself doesn't like. That's the word.
Nevela is in his diamond.
So that's a good possible teretz. Bechayri should have said the teretz. Nevela is nizdamin. You want a shecht, the shechita goes bad, you end up with nevela. But it's chaylev nizdamin. A person buys an animal, a kosher animal, he's going to end up with chaylev. He's always going to plan to have chaylev. It's not like nevela you don't plan to have. So therefore what? The question
therefore,
is, you can explain the pasuk nizdamin. Okay, perhaps. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva. And it's in Tshuva Ayin Dalet. And he has a Pshara Dikashita between the Rajba, who holds it's an Issa Drabanan, to do Schaira, and the Rosh Taisis holds it's an Issa Dairaisa. He starts by asking the steer in Tshuva Sarajba. He brings a Tshuva Sarajba that seems to say Schaira is an Issa Dairaisa. And that's Saiser, the Tshuva Sarajba, says an Issa Drabanan. And therefore, and because the Dogam Ravavas Kasha, the Rabbi Kiva Eger makes a pshara. He says that mina Torah there's an Issa by Dvorim Asurim, but not Chaylev, not Nevel Sotreifus. Those are Beforish Bekra Lahatir. So Torah didn't ask it. The Isser Drabanon that the Rajba refers to in his second tshuva is an Issa Drabanon on Nevel Sotreifus Shama Yava Yachol Mehem Lechol Mehem. In other words, by behemos, tameyos, the Rasha's moedus in Issa Daraisa. By basa b'chala, certainly moedus in Daraisa, it's even us about not. But by nevelus utreifus, it's a krom of furish lahatir. And Rabbi Kivager names on that there's an Issa Shem Yavim Lachal Mayhem, that's where they assert. And otherwise, it's mutter. L'may nafkamina, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. He's done by sveikis. What to do by a suffix? What do I mean a suffix? You shecht an animal and you find the sircha on the lung. We're not bekiyim on sirchis. That's why we make the meat treif. Because we're not experts in sirchis. We get typically about 35% of the animals we shecht are kosher. And roughly 65% are treif. The Gemara says we have a Kabbalah, Raiv Behemoth, Treifim. We have a Kabbalah, most animals are not treif. Yeah. Why do we get such a high percentage? So the assumption is that because of all achumris on Sirchis, so we end up with them treif. So it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, but it's only a Safik. So the question is there an Issa Schaira? Now, for the Sheikhit himself, or the butcher himself, there's no Shaira. That's Nizdamin life. He planned to shecht and he found treif. The shail is me. I'm a middleman. I want to go down to Alley or to one of these shechita houses and buy the nevelus and resell it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that since the nevelus are only suffix nevelus, Rabbi Kiva Eger's shechita, as I just said, is that the issa schayer of nevelus and issa drabanan. So it's a suffix drabanan, and a person could be mekel. So again, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a chiddush that a pshara between the shitas. That behemus tameis is an issa deraisa. The veilus of treifus, the Gemara is right. It's a pasuk to be mad here. That the issa shem yavei lachol mehem. Memela, that's only an issa drabanan, and all the sveikis by an issa drabanan are mutter. That's the. He brings another example. We drink milk from cows. When we shecht the cows, we find most of the cows are treif. Milk of a treif a cow is milk is treif. How do we drink milk? So teretz is the same thing. we say right behemis ksheirisay. I, when we shecht, we find problems with the lungs. Really, most of them are kosher. We are machmir. We only eat if the lungs are totally smooth, because we're not experts in circus. But really, we stay with our kavala. Roy behemis ksheirisay. Rabbi Yosef, if I say a pshetel, you can't paskin. If Rabbi Kiva Eger says a pshetel, you do paskin. What? It's a pshetel. It's a halacha. Wait, the Rash, but it's halacha anyway. The Rash says it's a drama. What? No, the Rash is talking about real nevelis. That's an Isidra Bonas. But Isidra Bonas, fake and mutter. Real nevelis are awesome. But Gossam Drabana. Suffolk nevelis are Suffolk Drabana Lapula. What? The Rashi says it. The Rashi means a Vadai nevela. Let's say you shecht and you mess up the Shechita. That's a Vadai nevela Nachinami. That's awesome. You can do business with. But that's not what happens in the Shechita houses. They don't mess up in the Shechita. It's rare. What they find is surface in the lungs. Surface in the lungs. That's a Suffolk issue. But the Rashi himself is talking about Vadai nevela. He's not talking about Suffolk nevela. Mela, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshetel. It's Taka pshetel, but
that's why
buying
the
what? So that the Gemara says. The Gemara says susim v'chamayim that are for avoda. It's mutter. I think the first line of the Shach Aleph, Bafuke susim chamayim v'gemalin the stam of malacha. Okay, so the stam for malacha is the. The Pesachei Tshuva Vav talks about it, about being a broker. Okay, we'll talk about that. What? Can't hear you, I'm sorry. Are you allowed to create a Savad Rabbanu Lekula in the first place? No. Okay, because how can a person go into that business? So we're going to learn the Pesachei Tshuva Vav, the long Pesachei Tshuva. We're going to leave a piece of it when we get to the Zdamin. And there's really a very strong tzirif. There are make kilim legamri to be a broker, which we're going to see. We'll see. That's what comes out from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is not passing like the Taz. He's saying the Rabbanan Asid a hetra meforish b'kra. Teres says there's a svar in the Taz that the Rabbanan could ask if they don't ask in all cases. They leave exceptions. And since this Daman stated an exception, so it could be that's why. Okay, but I'll call upon him.
How is Daman? This has to be Hazdaman.
Okay, the question about Nizdaman, let's see Nizdaman in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, on the second page, we're going to turn back to Pesachei Tshuva shortly. Im Nizdaman Litzayod. If something was Nizdaman, we have to explain Nizdaman.
What's the title?
Okay, Nizdaman, the Machaber on the Page Bays. Okay, after the heter of Chelev, we move on to the heter of Nizdamin. Now, this is the big issue in Halacha L'maisa, and you'll see why. Let's first learn the simple pshat, and then we'll see. In Nizdamnu Litzayod, if it happened to come to a trapper, Chaya Oifid Dogim Tmeim, he put out a trap, and if he would have put kosher bait, he would have only gotten kosher animals, right? But he put out a net and he caught fish and he caught treif of fish. It's very hard to catch only one type of fish or one type of animal. Parentheses, the chemish in this damen lay nevelu treif of a beisai. Someone who tries to shecht and it ends up it's a nevelu or a treif. Muta lemeichran is a heter. Vavad shalai yiskavin lakach. Provided that he's not miskavin lakach. Now before we tumble, let's see what says clearly in the shach. Shach hei im nizdamnu b'taisis perakal shah im isa sham isa de nafla lai biyarusha chashiv ki nizdamnu lai. If someone inherited it, let's say he had a parent that wasn't from but didn't notice an isser, so he inherited sausages. B'chei masru tshuvas menachem ezra azaria simuchav tes chei masru b'dvara v'tor mechaber b'chei shemishpat that Yerusha is mutter. So that's a third example, Nizdamin. Again, we have Nizdamin the trapper, we have Nizdamin The Shech Shechid who gets a Nevela, Yerusha, let's look at Shach Zayin, Shach Vav, I mean. Now Vav is slightly contradictory to Hey. I don't mean it's a straight out contradiction, but look what he says in Vav. Litzayin, he says, Dafka Litzayin, Dafka Trapper, Shum Nosei Bekach, Aval Shar Kol Adam, but an ordinary person, Afish Nizdam Nulay Bitsida, he goes fishing just for pleasure, which I think is a cruel thing to do, but he goes fishing for pleasure. Loi Tirulai, there's no hat that he's going to catch kosher fish for dinner. And he caught a catfish, he caught a tray for fish. Loi Tirulai, that's not a heter to sell the tray for fish. But to buy and sell, a fill of his diamond, vakroi bialma, us liknes men, elshim, of avalokach, like a tsurabash yasabana. So if you, it's not your business, it just happened to come your way, the opportunity to do a deal by buying and selling schaira, he says that's not called his diamond life. Something happened to come, an opportunity came your way, but otherwise it's mutter. Now, Yerusha apparently is different. Yerusha is more of a. It didn't happen to be an opportunity. It's already in your hands. A Yerusha is automatically a person. He doesn't have to do a kinyan. Taira, my Rasha, we say that Taira is Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. Kilos Yaakov. It's Yerusha means that even without Kavana Liknais, it's automatically yours. I think in the Gedalia on Zayis HaBracha, he has a piece. How Taira is called the Yerusha because you don't have to have Kavana to be kainit. Yerusha automatically falls to you. Like it, you don't like it, it's automatically yours. And therefore, Yerusha is mutter.
You bring Yash in the source of something. So what's called this diamond? I can keep it or I can keep it for a day?
No, once he has it, he can get the best deal that he wants.
I mean, he would have to sell it. I mean, he can't continue.
He can't continue the business, right?
What about my teenage spot? He doesn't know his house, sir.
Right.
And all of a sudden, wow, he comes to Rabbi
Rashi. He becomes from.
And
it comes from. See, that's the shaila. Mikra Adin, he should sell it. For, you know, I want to mention often that Ramesha once told me, I had a very hard shaila regarding somebody who was about Shuva, and Rapam told me to ask Ramesha. Ramesha said one sentence. He said, only a ger has to be makabel kol ha-Torah kula in one shot. That's what he said to me. Only a ger has to be makabel the whole Torah in one shot. About Shuva has to be makabel the whole Torah in one shot. So it depends, you know, you deal with him just like someone's sick, you nurse him back to health slowly. It depends where he's holding. Wherever he's holding, you nurse him back to health. Yes? Because he says bebeisai, but I think that was always the derech. The thing that we do today. If you go fishing to fish for supper, I think that Nizdamin, he's saying that Nizdamin wouldn't be a heter. I think that's what he's saying. That if you're going fishing for supper, you catch a tray for fish, throw it back in. And that's the language of the Shach is mashma that way. Or whatever, we can argue about the svar, but the language of the Shach is certainly mashma. Yes?
What happens if you're fishing boat, you know that when you throw to a catch fish, you definitely know you always have tray fish.
Right.
It's not something that.
Yeah, it's nizdamin anyway. Even though a person knows with certainty that he's going to get some trade for fish, he can't get all kosher fish, but if his ikur, his main kavana, is for the kosher fish, then the trade for fish on nizdamin alay. And the other examples we're going to have on nizdamin, you'll see that it's even where a person knows. He does the same thing. Okay. Now, what? Right. So it's nizdamin alay. The Shach Vav seems to be Machmir. The language of Shach Vav, Davka Litzayit Sheum Nosei Bekach. Sheum Nosei Bekach. Therefore, what? Logically, it should be mutter. But the Shach. I mean, it should be more cooler, Dick. But the language of the Shach Yemaida is the way I'm saying. Yeah, okay. So you're saying it should be worse. It should be worse. It's more nizdamein. It's more a happenstance because he's doing a schaira. You know, we have a rule that something that's a person's ikar parnasa, to be away from it is a hefsid. Even though it's a harvacha. In Hilchas Chol Mayit, Darach HaShulchan is Malam Etzchus, and people who have business It only has some hefsin is muta chalmayid. Davaravid, how would you allow people out to open their business? So his limud zchus is that a person's ikar parnasa, that's called something you have, and if you can't have it, that's a hefsin. The same thing. If he's a tzayad, and it's part of his business is to put out traps, so that's his damalai. It came to him, not as an extra thing, but as part of his ikar parnasa. Yeah, I say he could be a fisherman, yes. Because to be umnasi bekach is mutter. I tell him, be a fisherman, try your best to catch only kosher fish. And put out a sign on the net, but that's all. You remember Charlie used to read the signs, if you remember on the net. Yes, sir. Yeah, people always have this shaila about people who get gifts of wine. Wine is the most common thing. The maila in wine, and there's chsarin in wine. Someone last week came to me with a bottle of wine he got as a gift, an expensive bottle. Now, as far as chayr is concerned, it's an issa drabanan. And we said, all issa drabanan is amuta. Grapes are muta min atayra. And our goyim, I don't think we really think they're menasa chetavai dezara. It's just that the wine is also at xeri drabanan. So there's a heter. However, a bal nefesh should be machmir for a different reason. Because the Issa Drabbanon of Yayin Nesach is the Issa Hanoah. It's really Issa Bahanoah. The Ramah says, and the first Taisus on Bezim and Alf and Avodah Zarah, those of you who learn Avodah Zarah should look back at it, Taisus there says that our Goyim, they're not so frum, they're not Menasach, all the wine's around. So the Ramah says that you could be Mekel. It doesn't sound like it's 100% L'chatchila, but he says those who want to be Mekel could be Mekel in our countries where, if you go to Ireland, maybe it's different, or Poland, you know, where they have Goyim that are still the old style. But in America, the guy are not so frum, they're not master of all the wine. And therefore, the Ramah, therefore we have a kula. So if somebody wants to be Mekel, it can be Mekel, it's an Issa Drabbanan. Now, if you have questions about Nizdamin, give me a chance, because I'd like to talk about the Chuvas on the topic, and they'll probably cover most of the questions on Nizdamin.
The Rabbi
has his paper about a Jew who's a lobsterman. Yuchid to catch lobsters. So you should send him a note that... the lobsters are for show or for eating? Yeah, for eating. Okay. What? So we're going to talk about Payal with Mutter. We have to talk about that as well. Because that's a passion. But coming back. The issue would be either one, would be buying or selling. Just once you have it, if it's nizdamin lai, so he says like kansu, that's lashon shach. If it's nizdamin lai, so then you can do whatever you want. Okay, we'll talk about the shailas of nizdamin. You'll see that they apply in both cases. All right, there are three main... Yes? So that was the Dovah of his Kasha. Why don't we say Bechelev? The Pasuk is talking about Nizdamin like. All Chelev should be Nizdamin. All cases of chaylev should be nizdamin because you're shechting.
The question. You don't have to get
Okay, let's again. There are three main nidainim in the case of nizdamin, and we're going to try to deal with them one at a time. The most famous is the Chuvas Noida B'Yehuda about dealing in rabbit furs. But the trapper who traps the rabbits, you're buying the rabbits from him, and you're skinning it, and making streimlach or fur coats out of the rabbit fur, and then you're left with the rabbit meat, and you want to sell that, assuming there's a market for eating rabbit meat, but there's a big market, okay. And the question is whether that's mutter. So that... Nebuchadnezzar, So that is a Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, and it's Pharisee Yisrael. Look, turn back to Pischei Tshuva Vav, which is a very long Pischei Tshuva. We're going to learn the first part of it. Ooh, I made a mistake.
No.
Sorry, turn back FC Shach and Taz first, and then we'll see the Shabbos night of Yehuda. I'm sorry to give you a wrist a little overreaction. Back, we have to just look at the Shach and Taz. They both bring, look at Taz Dalid Nishalti. Now, three lines in, the black letters, it says, Nishalti, I was asked to Shaila. Now, this is really the rabbit Shaila. It's known as Night of Yehuda. But the Nishalti Adavar HaTayoshim HaGedoylim Sheb Begolil. What are Tayoshim?
Rams.
What? Wild animals. HaGedoylim Sheb Begolil. Zed Darkon Shabali Malachish Loiliknis Ha'airais. Elik Shanaychir Ma'isam. Avaloi Shchutim. When they buy the skins, they don't want shchita, because shchita breaks the skin by the neck, and the neck skin happens to be a more bendable type of skin than others. And they're not going to buy it from you if you're going to shecht it. Only in the chira, they want you to shoot it in the head. Okay, the Taz paskins lakula, that you're allowed to do it, and you're selling it for the skin. Look quickly to Shaches. Shaches also in the middle of the tshuva, because of tshuvas masas bin yamin, simchavei bagad, the osir limchar tayashim, shetzarach lo yirish lehen limchar, achakachabas lo yirikachavim. The mikri mechavim alach, they bedover eser. So we have here machleik is Shach and Taz, in a case where a person is doing business with the oirais. He's selling it for the skin, for the leather. There is also meat. And the Shach and Taz argue as to whether that itself is a heter. Now, look in Pisrei Tshuva Vav.
What did he sell that?
A
live animal?
Live animal. Okay. He wants to sell it, not shechted. He wants to sell it. No, he's going to sell it dead. But he's going to sell it shechted, then they're not going to want to buy it. So he wants to kill it without shchita, so that they'll buy it. He's selling the whole animal.
The whole animal,
yeah. The question is, you can throw in the garbage, but the question is, are you allowed to do business with Nevela? You're going to end up doing business with Nevela. Torah says, no, I'll do business with Nevela. If you want to throw it out, there's no problem. But if you want to do business with it, I'll do business with Nevela and Treifus. That's a shayla. That's a shayla. No, the inechus lebatashu. He says it's more to lamaisi. Not to all reasons.
Rabbi, isn't the shach based on the tosfos and mormon days?
Probably less than shach pesach tshuva
vav. Beginning of the middle.
Beginning. The chutz melachela. Ayin berheitiv. Vayin tferes Yisrael al mishnayish me'agoyin abad medesa. Perzayin d'shviyish anishal miyeshnuchas biarakayinim arnovim. Mason im Oiram vim Bisaram v'chayzim u'meichin l'pamim abasul avad. The question is about the rabbit first. Hare pichodosh oisakai gavna v'heshiv. Kol dov v'she'inim u'furish b'toira aminan ha'anach mutav lam shiyu shaygig v'ayum azidim. V'achinami karim adov v'shul ayishmu. People who sell the rabbit skins are not going to listen. Da'atzai l'yitzalim ka'ar b'li abasar. Because you're never going to be able to buy rabbits unless you buy it with the flesh. Says Kedai the Taz to be Mekalon, even though there are many Chalkin. Miu, however, im nizdam in Likno is kolkach bezul. At Shabbat or Levad yakabel yosem emashen nasan. If it's profitable to do business with throwing out the meat and just doing business with the fur, or as Gamar writes, as Yidei Shemai yemutal Likno is for limkar achakach abosul Levad. If this business would be a good business anyway, the basar is not integral to the business. You could do a business with the fur alone. Then the R is nizdamin.
Then
the basar is nizdamin. So he says a chiddush. He says if the fur is profitable enough to be a business, then the basar is nizdamin. If I haven't chosen to view the tinyana, simisam beish initial gam kein al inyana now. I told you, Nebu, the pasuk is like the Rashi, it's a drabanan. He's also noted to be Mekel. Acharav Shota Lalabaychun Isa Kaidim Hefshit. Slightly different case than Tiferes Yisrael. He's selling the whole rabbit. Ike Akeira. Achlef Yishu Dover Chodosh. Ein Ritzayni Lahachle the Heter. A Kaponim Yesh Lahalam Ayimem Vanachlehem. What both Tiferes Yisrael and Leib Yehuda basically say is that there's a Heter that's enough to be a Limud Tzchus. That the meat of the rabbit is Nizdamin Loi. But it's not such a Pashta Heter. So it's a big chumrah, because we're talking here about an issa chamer, about issa schayra, and therefore there it's a strong svara to be makel. And nevertheless, you see that the Nevi Yehuda, even though he also said Rabbanan, is only makel hanach lahem mutu shishayim vayum azidim. So that's the psak in this case. Now this exact case is not so common. There is a second heter in this damin, which is a very common shaila. Many people I know who are in business are seimech on the following situation of nizdamin, even though it's not such a pashta heter. The question is, somebody has a supermarket. Someone has in Manhattan, he's got a whatever it is, Christides, he's got a supermarket. Or he has a supply. He supplies food to nursing homes or to places. Now, if he's going to have a supermarket only kosher food, he's not a Williamsburg, he's not a Flatbush, he's a Manhattan. People are not going to come in. They don't want to shop in two stores. So he's got to carry some trefa stuff to get the customers in, even though most of what he sells is kosher. Or he's a distributor. He can't distribute only kosher stuff to nursing homes. They want to order everything from him. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sivkot Nechav Zayin, has a psak that's called Nizdamin. Nizdamin is not only if it happened to arrive at your home by mistake, but even if you have a situation where your Iker Kavana is kosher, in order to run your business, you're stuck, you have to have treif as well. That's also called Nizdamin. I remember seeing a tshuva, this tshuva Zakana Haran, from Rav Aaron Wolkin from Germany. I remember when I bought the tshuva sefer, the first tshuva I opened was this. As I recall, he was also Makel. That's called Nizdamin Loi. If you, in order to run your business, you just have to do it. That's called Nizdamin Loi. Now, the Velt, people who are in this business are Makel. Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, generally, Ramosh is pretty machmir on this Simuk of Yudayin. In Yaradeya Beis, Tshuva Lamed Ches, he says, if you have such a business, he says, you're not allowed to keep the treifas in your store. If someone calls with an order, and in order to get his order, you have to have the treif too, then you can order treif for him. But Lazikai Bechanus, to keep shelves of treif for food, he says, is not mutter. What somebody here in the neighborhood does, he supplies tech, I think, to nursing homes. So he has to have kosher, he has to have treif. He buys the treifa chickens from Empire. What do I mean by Empire? Empire, any shechita house has kosher and has treif. The stuff that's treif there is not vadei treif. It's not vadei treif. As a matter of fact, he once called me, a number of years ago, and he said that he just got his delivery from Empire, and the tray for chicken also has kosher plumbers on it. Could he take it home for supper? You know, he's getting it for 39 cents a pound, getting chicken. So I told him that in Empire, they have over-manufacture of kosher chickens. They put a lot of the kosher chickens with treif. They don't keep it for a very long time. And they over-manufacture, and they sell it with the treif. And I happened to have met him later. He told me I just couldn't do it. I couldn't take it home. You know, I couldn't. I bought it as treif. That's a pound. I'm going to go eat it. He couldn't do it. But the mailer buying it in such a place is that even the treif is not vadei treif. But anyway, the fact is that this is a kula on which many people in the business world rely.
And treif and chicken don't taste better or different than kosher chicken.
And therefore, just cheaper.
So what's the answer for the super line? Let him buy kosher and sell it for treif.
Well, he's going to sell it at a loss. You can't run a business that way. You can't buy it for 80 cents a pound and sell it for 40 cents a pound. Make it up in value. apparently it's not an eighty. Look, it's not only chicken. He buys. Somebody comes into the store and they buy the cookies that they always buy. They buy the cereal they always buy. They buy waffles they always buy. People have brands that they like. You can tell them whatever you want. They go on the shelf and they look at what they always buy. No, it's packaged. You know, it's not loose chicken. Yeah. Yes. That's right. I understand. So you can't run a business without it. Yeah, not going to test it. All right, by Shabbos, it happens to be that the people who have certain types of business have no choice but to have a shtar mechira. People in the healthcare business who have to have 7 days a week, nursing homes or other things, do shtar Shabbos. I personally, my rebbeim didn't hold of totally fictional shtar Shabbos. To call in the janitor, I know there's one janitor here in a shul in Flatbush who owns who knows what. And, my rebbeim did not hold of it. And they do a real shtar Shabbos. What I do is either a real partner or a managing partner, but he really gets the profit. There's a way of arranging it. I'll give one to share on it. And that you can do for this as well. The just stam to call in a guy, Grada Yom Kippur, I remember somebody called me during the year for his first Shabbos, and I told them you have to get a Rav who's willing to do it. And Yom Kippur, you remember what happened during the year. So I told them they have to get a Rav. I'm feeling they just ended up still running the business on Shabbos. So I got in touch with somebody to go to them. But my point is that there is a Heter Shtar Shabbos. If you want to use it, be careful how you use the Heter Shtar Shabbos. Now, yeah, it's applicable and it's a possibility. Now, I mentioned two main Nidayim. Arneves, which is just a Nidayim because Gedolim talked about it. This Kula of Nizdam. There's a third Shaila of Nizdam that has to be a broker. To be a broker is the long Pisrei Tshuva here. Again, the Amalamdei Schus on being a broker. A broker is someone who doesn't really handle it. He doesn't touch the stuff. He finds a buyer, he finds a seller, and he's the person in between. He never takes possession. Like me, boy, like the Rashba, who holds it to Gezeirah Shem Yechol Imenu, that there's a Kula to be a broker. But even like the others, there's a question if that's included in the Issa Schaira, the way Rav Moshe phrases the Shaila. The question is it osur to do a Maisa Schaira, a Maisa of Schaira, or is it osur to be Isaac in the Schaira, to be metapel with it? Rav Moshe brings from the Chasam Seifer's Tshuva that the Isser is the Isaac, not the Maisa. Even though you're doing a Maisa Schaira, you get on the phone, he's selling, you get on the phone, he's buying, you arrange for him to ship it to him. The Maisa Schaira you're doing, but you're not being Isaac with the Nevelis. You don't touch it, you don't see it, you don't do anything with it. So the Arme Kilim, the Chasam Seifer is Mekel, at least Bishas Hadchak. The Arme Kilim Bechlau, with the Tzirif of the Rashba. Remember, the Chasam Seifer is the one who Paskin Schairism Sederaisa, Nakas Hashem Yechom Yimenu. So you have a Tshuva, a Tzirif of the Night of Yehuda. These are the three main Nidainim, the Neves, the Store Nizdamin, and the Shaila of being a broker.
If it's
Diamond to him the deal, he could definitely do it. The question is about doing it on a regular basis. That's the show.
Broker sells now, he's going to a Jew, an end buyer for a broker. He knows he's going to a Jew.
If he's going to a Jew who he himself is Eiver Naveira, then you have to rely on a different machlaikis, a different shach. There's a shach that people in certain businesses rely on all the time. Every lawyer has to rely on the shach. The shach holds, there's no isim isayeya yedei over aveira, which is a drabana. Lifnei iver, if he couldn't do it without you, it's awesome. Most cases, if he doesn't go to you, he'll get another lawyer. If he doesn't go to you, he'll get another seller. That's called misayeya yedei over aveira. The shach in Yeridaya holds that the isir of misayeya yedei over aveira does not apply to a fraya yid. It only applies to someone who would really care about it. And as being nichshol, it doesn't apply to a frayer, whatever the svara is. And that's in Simeon Kuf Nun Aleph. And any lawyer, almost every contract calls for late penalties that are ribbis drabanan. And Ribbis Darais is a separate problem. It's not only Misayaya. There's an Issa Be'etzem in doing business. But Ribbis Rabbanon, the late penalties, it can't be a lawyer without the Shach. So people who are on business have to rely on the Shach, and that would be the heter to sell to someone who could do it anyway. Now, I'd like to finish, if you could turn to the last page of Kuf Yud Zayin. Yes? He saw someone was not in business for it. He says he's mechatzi. Someone was in business. Someone was not in business. Someone was not in business. He happens to have a deal. That's not a het. But if it's your business, what? The kleiner could have an isser, but therefore what? But therefore what? We're talking when the kleiner doesn't care. We're talking now about selling to a kleiner. Of course, of course. That wasn't the question. Yeah, yeah, yes. Live cattle is always worth it. The Ramah, the last Ramah, the Tzarech L'Mechra Miyad, V'Le'am Tishtei Shemena Etzlai. You have to sell it right away. It doesn't mean you have to sell it the first second you get it, but it means you can't hold it to fatten it up. The Chem Mutta, you told me when you caught an animal, that's not kosher. The Chem Mutta Ligvais Devarim Temeyim B'Chayvai, V'Rayvi Kechavim, D'Ava Kematzal Miyadam. You're allowed to Bitaveya a chayv, a guy owes you money, and why are you allowed to take it? Only because matzal biyadam. That's not called nizdamin loy. Let's say the guy you trust him will pay you, and he wants to pay you with schayra that's aser. That's says no heter. There's no heter nizdamin loy. It's only mutter because the habi kematzal biyadam. Talking about a guy that otherwise may not pay you, so then you're allowed to take the varim asurim, but otherwise you're not. You're not allowed to sell to a guy nevela becheskes ksheira, and the last hetter chol davashen isurei alamid divrei, because he might flip it to a Jew. Chol davashen isurei alamid divrei yamutalasis by ksheira. The fourth hetter I mentioned to you is an issa derabanan, something that's only treif midrabanan, such as stam yenam. If you hold this night also vana, then mutalasis by ksheira you're allowed to do ksheira. We had, yeah. Because of hefsid, yeah. Because you'll have a hefsid, but they would not have been makel. It's not called as damn. What happens if you're in the airport? It happened one time. I was in the airport. There was a large group of boys going on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, and the flight was delayed, and they gave out vouchers to McDonald's for everyone to get supper. You're allowed to sell that to a guy, or is that schayer b'dvar ma'asurim? What do you say? A voucher? A voucher? A voucher? You're allowed to eat the voucher. Voucher's not trade. What? Buy Cokes with it. Buy Cokes. What happens if it says free burger? There's a shaila like this regarding, in the Chalkis Yaakov, has a shaila about someone in the army. Someone's in the army. He's a frum person in the army. He doesn't eat what they serve. But he's entitled. He can go and get his meal. So the shaila is he allowed to take the meal and exchange it, and exchange it for something else? It's interesting. He is mesupik. He's matir based on a cheshbin. That's yours. It's your schar. You're working for them. They have to give you supper. And that's your schar. It's already yours. And since it's already yours, so it's part of your schar, so you can trade it. You can do whatever you want to trade it. But even that, he's reluctant to be matir. That's his heter. You're arguing that a voucher is really better than that. That you actually have to do schayra with the davar aser. So there, he's arguing that you already have it. He's saying here a voucher is just a piece of paper. So the stacks is also just a piece of paper. But there, the guys, you own it. Here, you never own the burger. You just have a piece of paper. That's good enough. For the yeah, you could buy sodas with the voucher. All right, depends if the voucher says one burger or if the voucher says money. What? A person is. Yeah, you're allowed to rent a store to Burger King. Yeah, that you're allowed to do. You're not doing schar or davar aser. You don't sell one burger, they still have to pay you the rent. So that's good.
Why is the
what? The voucher is Nizdami. That's the shayla. That's called the Nizdami. The Nizdami once is not a real heter. The shayla about working at a checkout counter in a supermarket. I actually had this shayla a number of years ago. Somebody wanted to work in a checkout at a supermarket that sells trefa things. He was asking out, yeah, yeah, because Jews buy, so that is the heter. The question is, if that's chayra b'dvarim asurim, what do you say to work at a checkout counter? Ramesha has a tshuva about being a delivery man for trefa food, whether that's muta. And Ramesha is not saimach alone on the svara that you're not allowed to eat from it. If I say he wants to be saimach on the Rashba alone, he's mitzarif that the delivery boy is not doing schaira with the food. The food is a hechatimtza that he has what to deliver. But he's not doing schaira with the food. He's not buying and selling. He has no his lashon is he's not achray for it and he's not marviyach from it. So same thing is a checkout. Is a checkout. The same thing he says with a checkout counter. The same thing I'm saying with a checkout counter. Ramesh's criteria is you're not achray and you're not marviyach. And with that he's mitzarif the Rashba, but you're not allowed to eat from it. And therefore, he's starting to be made. But yeah, so Ramesha brings a raya. He doesn't mention chametz. It's interesting. He mentions the velus and treifus. There's a shaila there by not the velus and treifus by dvarim that are asurim bahanah. If you're allowed to be a delivery person, how many pesachim chuv and hilchas chametz? There's a shaila of reitzah b'kiyumai. That if you're delivering chametz, you're right to b'kiyumai. Right to b'kiyumai means you don't want it to be destroyed. You want it to exist. If you're a delivery person, you're going to get in trouble if you don't deliver it. So Ramesha brings a raya, since by Yisurei Anah, they talk about right to b'kiyumai, that maybe it's aser. Vice versa, it's this is chayra, that it's not aser. So Ramesha is mat here when it's not harvacha, which will be a delivery person or a person who packs boxes in the store or who does checkout. That would be a heter. Okay? I mean, it's Hashem. 2 weeks from now, Sunday, Parshas Noach, we're going to start Siman Kuf Yud Ches. It's Hashem.